Today in Baghdad, U.S. soldiers gathered to honor Independence Day. In a special ceremony, 585 soldiers were re-enlisted, and 161 soldiers serving in the U.S. Army in Iraq became naturalized American citizens.
Which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, with all.
Senior U.S. military commanders were on hand, so were Republican Senators Lindsey Graham of South Carolina and John McCain of Arizona. NPR's Rachel Martin was there, too, and she joins us on the line from Baghdad. Rachel, describe the scene for us. Where did the ceremony take place?
The ceremony took place in one of Saddam Hussein's opulent palaces that's now been transformed into part of the U.S. military base. It's now part of what's called Camp Victory. This is where top commanders in Iraq have their operations headquarters. And inside, soldiers were sitting on folding chairs on the marble floors. There were really ornate chandeliers hanging up above. And the soldiers listened to a variety of different speakers. They heard a message from their commander-in-chief, President George W. Bush. They heard from their commander there in Iraq, General Petraeus, who said he was very pleased to be reenlisting so many soldiers on Independence Day in particular, America's 4th of July, and he was proud of those soldiers' commitment.
As we know, Senator McCain, who was there, has faced some harsh criticism, even from his own party, about his support for the war, and it appears actually to be affecting his run for president. What was his message today?
Well, Senator McCain did mention that he believed America was divided about the war in Iraq, but he believed that no American was divided or conflicted about the commitment of U.S. troops and the service that they are fulfilling. This is home turf for Senator McCain. The troops here are very familiar with his personal history. He served more than 20 years in the Navy, and roughly five of those were spent as a prisoner of war. He is on familiar ground here, and he's welcome here. He told these soldiers that he had known many servicemen and women over the years, and none to him were more inspiring than these soldiers here.
I imagine you got a chance to talk to some of the soldiers at this ceremony. What's on their minds today as they commemorate the 4th of July in Iraq?
Well, I did speak with some soldiers who said jokingly that they'd rather be barbecuing and sitting in the sun with their friends and family. But on the whole, most people said that they were pleased and honored to be here on this day in particular. What struck me, there were people from all kinds of different countries, dozens of countries. Most of the names I saw embroidered on the soldiers' uniforms were Hispanic, but there were newly naturalized soldiers from Togo, Ghana. I spoke with someone from Ghana, the former Soviet Union, and other countries, and you hear different stories from different people. These soldiers who were naturalized today talk about their journey to America, what it took to get there, joining the armed services then, and then being deployed to Iraq. I spoke with one woman from the Marshall Islands who had served more than 6 years in the U.S. Army and was only today becoming an American citizen. It had been a long journey for her, and she was thrilled today to finally be able to call herself an American citizen and vote in the next election.
NPR's Rachel Martin in Baghdad, thanks very much.
You're welcome.